Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 1st, 2017. And my special guest on the show today is one of the leading experts in the world, if not the leading expert, on the subject of debt elimination and sovereign natural law trusts. Tonson Fairmont has been a keynote speaker at numerous international investment conferences worldwide, on ocean cruises, and at many exotic tax haven resorts around the Pacific Rim and the Caribbean. He's the author of the 1997 book, Sovereignty Consciousness. Tonson has been a manager of various pure, natural, sovereign, irrevocable trusts since 1993. He has either spoken at or attended hundreds of seminars on asset protection, individual sovereignty, patriot campaigns, high-yield investments, the Universal Commercial Code, the banking cabal, commercial remedies, mortgage fraud, debt elimination, prosperity programs, and the global currency reset, which is getting to be quite an issue these days for those who are following it. Thank you, Tonson, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Well, Cosmic Love is the only reason to live at all, really.
Tonson, the first part of the show, I'd like to go into your expertise with natural law as relates to sovereign trusts, and I thought we'd finish up by talking about debt elimination. But first, I'd like the listeners to hear about your interesting background as a meditation teacher, musician, artist, and writer on Vedic sciences, higher states of consciousness, and the dawn of the Age of Enlightenment. Please do.
Oh, I'm just a flower child. I mean, you know. I have accumulated a lot of interesting knowledge about economics and finance and all that, only because I'm helping to build a golden age, and that's the only reason I'm here to live today, and I'm sure it is for you and many of the listeners. We're only here if we're interested in a phase transition to an age of enlightenment, a better world. And along the way, we come to appreciate a principle of 200% of life, 100% inner fullness, 100% outer fullness. You know, there's an old saying that the wise do not struggle for money, neither do they make poverty a virtue. And so, you know, I observe, like most of us have, that the world is coming out of a dark age, is coming out of something that was kind of a backward planet, and an old system of, you know, oppression and limitation, and an idea that there's not enough to go around. And one of the great geniuses, Buckminster Fuller, back in the 70s, proved that there's more than enough to go around. He calculated the entire world's wealth in the marketplace and added up the dollar figure and divided it by the world's population, and indicated that if it was evenly distributed, every last man, woman, and child would be a multimillionaire.
Really? Jeez.
So, yeah, along the way, you know, I was blessed. I like to share with my brothers and sisters things that are going to help uplift the world. And I have a calling, you have callings, we all have talents, we all have gifts, we all have reasons to be here, things to contribute. The thing we call money, which is a medium of exchange, is often needed to facilitate that until such times we get to an age where it's no longer, you know, there's so much abundance and there's so much ability to create out of the infinite supply spontaneously, as many of the masters have, that no longer is any medium of exchange needed. But until then, the medium of exchange should be more abundantly available. It should not be hoarded. And we're not here to advocate any kind of socialistic redistribution because, again, that concentrates it in the hands of the state. That was tried in other countries and didn't work. So what has to happen is, like the title of my book, Sovereignty. It's a concept that you've probably covered on the show. No less than six U.S. Supreme Court cases have said Americans are sovereigns without subjects. They redefined it from the old European monarchies. But it's a principle that goes throughout the world. I mean, every country, every human being basically has the potential to realize the spark of supreme consciousness within themselves. So being, how do you rearrange your commercial affairs? You know, do you arrange it so as to fit into a hierarchy where you bow down to politicians and bankers and give all your tribute to them? Or do you rearrange so that you are guided from within and all your commerce, all your productivity, your creativity, your occupation, your livelihood is administered without the interference or the domination of other forces, but it's guided spontaneously from within, and you have enough. You have more than enough. You have surplus. You're giving benevolence. You're giving life-supporting influences, and you're allowed to keep it because it's not being taken from you. And so along the way, throughout the 90s and early 2000s, more and more and more of us, I guess probably several million of us around the world, have learned about the various instruments. A lot of people get into offshore. They got into the tax havens, and they got into these areas where you can set up entities and enterprises that are under friendly jurisdictions, and that's fine. I've done that, Bahamas, IBC, and all that, but I lost interest in it. I found that the natural law trust has served my needs a lot better, and that transferring the activities that were in my personal name or in the name of a statutory entity like an LLC, a C corporation, S corporation, 501(c), even a sole corporation, any of these statutory entities can work better if they are moved under common law. You know, today this world has moved into smartphones. It's a global market. It's everything is globalized. You punch into your little phone, and you can get YouTubes from anywhere on the planet. It's a very much more international community now than it's ever been because of global communications.
Internet is like the new commons, there's a new common sense with the new commons, and there are common law principles that are universal for global, global commerce, global communications, global exchange of virtue, value, currencies. There's a common law principles which I've understand come as natural law or sovereign law.
Well, you have statutes passed locally in each different jurisdiction. Uh-huh. But above that, you have admiralty and maritime law, which originated as the law of the seas and transoceanic trade. Above that then evolved the Uniform Commercial Code, which is the synthesis and distillation of merchant policies in all countries. And these principles are common to all people, and thus it is based on common law. But common law itself isn't always perfect, whereas universal law is. Then you have kingdom law, from which royal families derive their authority. But since the ancient golden ages, those have not always brought happiness and justice to everybody.
No.
And then there's canon law, from which religions have derived their divine authority. But there again, not everyone agrees on the wisdom of certain people exercising that authority.
No.
There is natural law, once again preferable. It's a law of physics. The vibration you send out comes back to you. Action, reaction, cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap. Law of karma. The ascended masters operate according to this law.
Mm-hmm.
So we have found, and good, this is that operating, it works. It's something that, it's not just theory. It's not just philosophy. It's not just sounding nice. Over three decades, everyone I've known who has used one of these natural law trusts, and that counts into the thousands, has had no penetration, no invalidation. And the trusts have been impervious and have been exempt and have had an exception to filing requirements, reporting requirements, paying requirements, fees, bureaucracy, red tape, posting on public records, registering with the state or with the attorneys. It's free from all of that. You know, a lot of people, when they hear the word trust, their eyes roll and they glaze over and they assume it's going to be complicated.
Yeah.
And so I'm here to share with everyone today that, look, this is a different kind of category, a different kind of paradigm, a different kind of echelon where it is simple. Anyone with a high school education can easily understand our documents. They don't require attorneys. Matter of fact, attorneys, bless their hearts, are usually not taught this in their law schools. And it is kept was kept a best-kept secret by the super elite and the super rich. It came into the hands of many of us average people a few decades ago, and it's been spreading. So a few hundred thousand, a few million are probably using them around the world. They work internationally in most countries. And they don't require that big learning curve. They don't require the highly educated and complicated professionals and CPAs and so forth to interpret them. They're not written in legalese. They're written in plain, simple English. And so anyone who can understand plain, simple concepts like this radio show can understand our trust and can make them work, and they're bulletproof. They're invulnerable. They're invincible. They hold assets. They free one from liabilities and protect one.
I was thinking, yes. While you were talking, when you're talking about natural law is not taught at law school, it's like natural healing is not taught at medical school.
Right.
It's the same principle. We've come that far with the legal system and with
and
the medical system.
And so the doctors and lawyers, for all their good intentions, have been persuaded to look down on these concepts. And they can if they wish, but many of them, guess what, are joining us because they're finding that these things work. And if they've ever known someone of great prominence, they suddenly discover this has been used, and the Kennedys used them. I mean, the Rockefellers, the Mellons, the Carnegies, the Hunt,
the wealthy elite use these offshore trusts and corporations. I mean, there's so much of this goes on.
Well, not just offshore.
We're
talking about these trusts that we call natural law. They may have called common law or unincorporated business organizations. Other names, adjectives applied to them. No, not just offshore, because offshore often is statutory again, even if it's in a friendly jurisdiction.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
See? So this is very much onshore as well as international. It can work anywhere and everywhere, and that's why we favor it. And guess what? It's not going to be invalidated or legislated against next year because they themselves use them.
I'm glad you made that distinction.
They themselves use them. They're not going to shoot themselves in the foot. They've bequeathed their assets to their succeeding generations. And so they will last generation after generation. And those around the world who are not causing any harm, people who are peaceful, okay, you're not going out and using these trusts to, you know, commit crimes or do anything wrong. If you just live your life quietly and use your good sense to set assets up, you know, put your salary into the trust, your business income, your house, your investment income, any asset that's of monetary value, title it over in even foreign currencies that you expect to revalue, title it over into the trust, and then it becomes non-reportable, non-taxable. It is something then that is protected from lawsuits against you. Any personal liabilities against the individual cannot access any of the assets in the trust.
You know, I've been thinking about this concept of natural law trust, sovereign trust, you know, reading about it and thinking about it for a decade off and on, and different people I've known that some I've worked with and some, you know, I've just come to know through you know, keeping my finger on the pulse of what this cutting-edge sovereignty consciousness is. And it's so amazing to me. That was the name of your 1997 book. But this concept of, so, you know, owning your own life, your own learning, your own health, your own business, you know, sovereignty consciousness, I sometimes refer to it as I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better.
You know? Wow.
You know,
yeah.
The spirit of, you know, I am, and I can, and I will, and, you know, the self-determination, sovereignty consciousness, is like a major theme I've tried to work into the show over the years in my blog, and I have been following the evolution of the concept from multiple perspectives, knowing that there's validity in it. You know, wondering, you know, where do you find the best source of information? When I found out about you, and then I saw your website, and, you know, read up on, you know, your background just working this field, you know, while I was pioneering the new frontier of inner space for cosmic love. You know, I'm fascinated with your story and recognize the validity of what you're doing, and your success ratio is off the chart because you're doing it right. And I've been interested in developing a trust, you know, with this in mind, that this was the way to go for years. And finally, you know, I've got now something of value, you know, global telecare and global telecom, two concepts and business models and business plans, and a self-funding, self-healing, basically, you know, like you have crowdfunding, this concept of creating collective value with resources that are shared, and how to put that in a non-profit protected model with a trust. And I've come up with this theme, in love, trust, because, you know, the love model and universal law language, those who have followed Cosmic Love and my blog over the years know when I talk about love and cosmic love, you know, the higher the concept of love as far as the order of the universe and spiritual geometry and natural law, you know, cosmic law as far as the first principles of geometric order divinity or geometry of divinity. But these are all tied into these models that I've been developing with, when I say commercial value, it can be profitable but still non-profit with the way it pays out back to the public and the, as well as investors. And I've done a lot of publishing on that recently, and I've just got to the point where it was just prime and time, and then the synchronicity of finding out about you just was, you know, at this point of making the model manifest, making it physical. So that's why I'm really interested in what you're doing.
Well, we believe we have the best trust design in the world, and we've incorporated the best intelligence from hundreds of other sources, and at the same time, it's infinitely flexible,
yeah.
Meaning that you have a choice of different officer roles you can play. There's not just one way to do it. You can be the trustee, or you can be the manager. You can wear different hats. There are simple rules to follow to keep it intact and of integrity, and, of course, to keep it invulnerable, you know, impenetrable. So there are certain rules to follow, but once those rules are followed, it's infinitely flexible. You can operate as a scientific institute. You can operate as a spiritual organization. You can make it into a humanitarian project or a charity or a foundation. You can operate a business from it. You can have it as a private family holding trust. You can layer it. You can have other trusts under it, or you can make it own the assets of an LLC or a corporation, so that the LLC or statutory entity will still file its tax returns, but it will owe a whole lot less, maybe a very little bit, because most of its income or assets have gone over into ownership by this exempt entity. So we found that it's ideal for the cultural creatives, the change makers, the conscious wealth managers, contributors to the golden age, and they're quietly transacting sacred commerce through this advanced asset protection instrument.
So
I would imagine your listeners have questions, and so would you like to give that link? It's where they can go and get questions answered.
For the website,
uh-huh,
is in let me just put this in, www.inlovetrust.org, inlovetrust.org.
Beautiful URL. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good. So inlovetrust.org.
Yep.
And there is a lot of information there on both our debt elimination and on the trust. And then you have frequently asked questions. There are videos. There's an e-book, a free e-book you can download. And if you then have individual questions, then there's a phone number at the top of the screen. to call, or you can submit a ticket. You clicked on Contact Us, send in a written question, and we'll be happy to get back to you. And we have a really happy international community around the world quietly benefiting from these things and enjoying greater freedom, freedom from previous complications of an old and dying kind of statutory system. You know, ancient countries that accumulated millions and millions of laws because the collective ethic was very low. And when morals and ethics decline and consciousness is low, then you can make more and more rules because people are, you know, they assume you're inclined to do wrong things. And so you got to have Big Brother out there to force you to stay within these boundaries. And you got to have more and more and more and more laws. And that's what we have today. We have this big, bulging bureaucracy with millions of laws. I think the Library of Congress has no less than 3 million law books.
Wow.
And no one lawyer can possibly you know, understand more than a tiny fraction of it. And when politicians pass bills, they're sometimes 50,000 pages long, you know.
Yeah.
And they just read a few pages of it and pass it, you know. And so under the weight of that complication, there is going to be a meltdown. It's kind of already happening.
Yeah, actually, I think there's a process now, I sometimes call it zero point, where the collective conscience of basically social conscience and social networks with billions of global netizens, you know, online citizens, they're having more and more of an identification with the concept of us as united sovereigns.
You know, of Earth. I love that. Yes.
That we are basically, as a whole, you know, there's billions of us, and we really want more natural law, language, healing, everything more natural. And we basically are in the process of wising up, you know, waking up, wising up, rising up, and to this understanding of we are a global village. It's the family of mankind now in a global village of instant, everywhere, interactive internet capabilities that transcends the walls in the mind of nations and race, color, creed. I mean, it's just, these are all, you know, we're all, you know, the same family of mankind.
And what do we all have in common? You know?
Yeah.
We have in common basic, universal, ancient principles that never change. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't violate the rights of others. You know,
right.
Basically keep your agreements. I mean, that's the essence of common law and universal law. You know, the law of love, you know, honor others, be life-supporting to others.
Yeah, it's the gold standard, the golden rule, the gold standard for the economics. It's either based on abundant conscience and abundant love and Or it's the manipulation of scarcity.
Well, what we're finding is that this actually is working in practice. So if people are serious, they've got large assets, they've got millions of dollars, or they have intellectual property, or they have an invention, they have something that needs protecting, are they going to listen to this philosophy? You're going to think, well, that sounds nice, but it's all airy-fairy. The actual proof in practice has been, for the three decades my associates and I are aware, these instruments, these natural law trusts, have been performing without flaw. They have not been penetrated, they have not been invalidated, and indeed cannot be invalidated. They go on generation after generation. They are perfect estate planning tools. They have a term of 25 years because it's considered to be a sham if you set up a perpetual trust. A perpetual trust means the beneficiaries may or may not ever receive a distribution. But if it has a term, you can renew it. You can renew it, you know. You can renew it every 25 years. So it can still have its perpetuity if the succeeding generations wish to.
Uh-huh.
The point is that it follows the international protocols for universal trust principles, the irreducible minimum of trust principles to make it valid. And the fact that it's irrevocable means you have now relinquished ownership in your personal name to an entity that you end up controlling in a different way. And now that entity that you are controlling in a different way is impervious to personal attacks and reporting requirements and all the other statutes and everything. And so it delivers a whole lot more freedom for those who are responsible, those who are conscious, those who are stewarding their resources for the benefit of mankind, and just wish to do the good in society to make a better world without being interfered with, you know.
Yeah, well, it's moving in this direction, the global social conscience and global social networks. This is the phenomena that we've seen with the Internet. I mean, Facebook alone has 1.8 billion people worldwide that are interacting, even in foreign languages are translated on the website. I mean, it's like people all over the world with translation, you know, instant translation capabilities, you know, between languages. And there's a universalization. I sometimes call it universal rights in the global sphere. You've got rights that are, you know, natural rights, you know, universal rights, natural law, universal law, common law, you know, just basically the concept of global village is the concept of real community rather than virtual or pseudo community. And it's like the difference between natural law and commercial law, or what is the uniform commercial code. And a lot of people haven't followed that and haven't come to an understanding that there's two systems, one for the wealthy and their secret way to protect their wealth, and then for the one for the rest of us.
That's where the age is turning. The tide is turning, because now the secrets that were previously the province of only privileged people are coming into common use, very much like the way computers used to be in the 40s and 50s, only the province of big corporations and government.
Exactly.
Today, people hold more computing power in their hand than they did back then.
That's right. In your smartphone, there's more computing power than a mainframe computer that corporations had.
And the same with information, same with secrets or arrangements for asset protection. So the infinitely flexible arrangement of a natural law trust can be adapted to any family, to any individual, to any organization, and enabled to set up its estate planning, its asset protection, and its exemptions from various requirements, and its protections. Likewise, those in the United States who have credit card debts, also at inlovetrust.org, you'll see information. If you wish to, you can legally cancel 100%, not negotiate, not consolidate, not reduce, legally cancel the debt on Visa, MasterCard, American Express, student loans. And we have also no failures. Pretty much the only failures that have happened have been those who didn't follow our instructions or they gave up.
Yeah.
But for those who followed the instructions since 2002, we've got 15-year track record. The instructions are fairly simple. We give you a series of letters to send, and those letters challenge the so-called lending institution. We call them pretender lenders, to show where money actually came out of their accounts.
Yeah.
And they cannot do so.
That sleight of hand is something that I came to understand better when I looked at the material on your website, because I've heard about that. And I've had it explained in different ways, but the website, that's just one part of the inlovetrust.org. The other part is on the trust, and the one part that has information on your process, which I looked into, and I understand it, you know, and I understood enough of it, of the concept, you know, reading natural law, common law material over the years. But when I went through it and how it works and the fact that you know, the track record, you know, that it works, became self-evident to me, you know, that this is actually part of the same, two sides of the same natural natural law or sovereign law coin, you might say?
Well, Dr. Rudy, we have examined remedies under the commercial, you know, Universal Commercial Code, UCC, such as our ability to create money. HGR 192, June 5th, 1933, designated that our bodies, our labor, and our property as the backing for the money system, which makes us either slaves, if we look at it negatively, or makes us sovereigns and creditors if we look at it positively.
Uh-huh.
Because we're the backing for the money system, makes us the creditors. Therefore, we ought to be able to issue as much money as we want. And in fact, those mechanisms are built into the UCC. But when most people have attempted, such as the Freedom Club and other good people who have attempted these remedies, and I admire their efforts and the efforts of many organizations out there, they don't have a very high success rate because the system doesn't usually honor these instruments. So let's say you have a $50,000 debt. All right. You understand that it's monopoly money. You understand they just this digits in a computer. Nobody ever loaned anything. So it's like a game, all right. Okay, so your money's fictitious. All right, I'm going to create a fictitious payoff of that debt and issue that instrument and get it bonded, you know, bonded promissory note or bonded bill of exchange. Most of the time, they're not honored. They will still come against you. They will still try to collect. They'll still get judgments against you. They'll still try to use the strong arm of the law to collect. And so we go with what works. Unfortunately, confronting them with these letters that actually put in their face, you, Mr. Banker, have committed fraud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's what works. It's what works. It's what's alleviating suffering. We've had so many people say, you've been the answer to my prayers. Because we're interested in results. We're not just interested in nice theories and good sounding philosophy. We're interested in what actually alleviates suffering.
Now, well, there's a close parallel to what you're talking about, and back to that analogy with the medical community and how I've had four holistic health centers over decades, and repeatedly I've run up against the wall of the medical industrial complex that tries to put me out of business for curing incurable diseases.
Yes.
And working with ultramolecular energy healing, which bypasses, you know, the whole drugs per symptom medicine model. And I've experienced the exact same thing, and I know that there are I'm mostly talking about it now, but I've got many friends around the country and have left the country working with holistic healing and healing directly, and you might say bypassing the medical industrial complex and getting results that are phenomenal, but flying under the radar because they're just basically, you know, healing the world one-on-one, and they're working with, and you know, with techniques that work that are just suppressed, and that anybody can use them, and you can get healthy, and you can protect your health, and build your health, and prevent disease, just like you can protect your wealth, and build your wealth, and prevent poverty, you know, with these models you're talking about.
Time is on our side, brother. As you know, you've probably brought this up about the changing of the ages in the past and the time on the cosmic clock and the rotation of our solar system around the galaxy and the point where our sun
is. The Aquarian dispensation is stepping through the veil.
And so what's happening is a winding down of a multi-thousand-year dark age in which destructiveness and enslavement were the prevailing paradigm.
Yeah.
It's winding down. The lessons are being learned. It was good to a point because it was educational.
Yeah.
And the lessons have been learned. Thank you. The T-shirt gotten. Been there, done that. You know?
Yeah.
And now it's time for something else. And that is the rise of, in Sanskrit, we call it sattva,
yeah,
the creative, the heavenly, the higher frequency, the celestial, the divine energy.
The quantum, I think they'll call the Aquarian Age someday the quantum age, because the quantum science is really natural law.
And so that's why solutions are coming to the fore, you know, for healing. Time is on our side, because with every moment that passes, the natural healing and the natural solutions in commerce are coming forward and being promoted with less and less interference, with less and less hindrance, and with more and more popularity, with more and more success, more and more support. I can't tell you how many people have come forward around the country and around the world who have joined our cause because they saw the system from the inside. We have ex-Wall Street people joined us, working with us. You know,
yeah.
They saw from the inside what was going on, and they know for an absolute fact the mechanisms that have been used to extort and to exploit people, and they're on our side now because we're finding that by challenging the still prevailing institutional habits of banking on those mechanisms to exploit people, challenging them to show where they are in compliance with the various laws, show where they were genuine in actually loaning something, and they can't do it, and we keep sending the letters. We ask you to send the letter over and over, 3, 4, 5 times until they go away, and they give up. They have to see it a few times because at first they'll think, well, they just copied something from a friend or something, and we'll probably still get them, you know. So they'll write back, and they'll say, no, 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 you still owe it. But they don't really answer any of the points.
Yeah.
They don't really prove anything. They don't really answer anything, and they don't sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury that we give them to sign if the loan is a good loan.
Yeah, and an analogy back to a holistic healing protocols. If you're, you know, if you're on a good holistic healing model, you know, different good modalities that all are complementary and work holistically, synergistically. That you build health and you prevent disease and basically that which prevents disease, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That which prevents disease will cure disease, and it's the same exact analogy. That which will prevent debt will cure debt, you might say.
I love your health analogies. Yeah, it is very parallel.
And
it's good to cover a question, too, that people ask about the ethics of it. A lot of people will say, well, wait a minute, you know, I receive good goods and services. I believe in paying my legitimate debts. If I've received goods and services for the bills I ran up on my credit cards, then why is it ethical for me to not repay those debts? And the answer is because the money lenders were not the sources of those goods and services. The merchants who provided the goods and services were paid, but the money lenders produced nothing. And furthermore, they never loaned anything. No money ever came out of their accounts.
Pretender lenders.
They're pretender lenders. They just created out of thin air. It's called a mandrake mechanism, and that's why I ask everybody to read The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. It gives the whole history of the Federal Reserve system and the banking history, and
that's
shows
one of my
exactly
favorite
how
books.
They do all that.
Matter of fact, the parallel to that, that's the economic aspect of it. But the medical aspect of it is a book called World Without Cancer, and that's by Griffith also, you know, and it's about the medical industrial complex and how it's been inverted, subverted, and perverted by the big pharma and the medical industrial complex and the corporate law that puts profits of stakeholders, shareholders before the public whenever profits are at stake, and again it's financial related, but it's backwards. It's what that's created is basically monopoly medicine, which is treating disease for profit rather than building health, because there's no profit in health for the medical industrial complex. So the more ways that they can indirectly cause disease, so they can treat it, you know, make a killing, so to speak. It's all become, that system it is becoming exposed because of the internet. People worldwide are waking up to the fact that we can have global holistic healing in a heartbeat. Virtually, and that's one of the programs. Reason I developed this trust is because one of the models that could go global within a year's time with free online holistic healthcare on your smartphone, you know, that would act, and of course, that's more details than most people want to listen to right now, but the concept is that healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially is a parallel process that really gets back to natural law, common law, and these first principles that I believe are going mainstream right now. We've hit a level of critical mass this last year. I've seen like an exponential curve of people waking up, and of course they woke up so much now that the big buzz on the internet and the media is all about fake news, because all the fakery is being exposed and they're trying to cover up their fakery by blaming those who are exposing the fakery. And it's like that's how much the symptoms of this dis-ease is on the surface, like a healing crisis.
It's a very pivotal time in history. It's chaotic,
yeah.
But out of chaos, stars are born.
Yeah.
And the old way of making suffering big business and exploiting that is winding down. It's a passé thing. It's history. The waking up process is when suddenly people realize, oh, my God, what I've done unto my brothers and sisters, I've done unto myself.
Yeah.
You know, and going to realize, you know, the universe is infinitely abundant.
Yeah.
There was no need to profit from other suffering when
yeah.
I could have profited exponentially more by helping people.
Yeah, and that ability to help people with well-informed choice is the same thing we're talking about with these programs, dental elimination. Well-informed choice. It's the same thing with healthcare. Well-informed choice. If we don't have well-informed choice to own our own lives, our own health, we don't have any freedoms at all. And this is what's happening. This last couple years, we're seeing prosperity programs, you know, with the global currency reset, just having, you know, that it's imminent, that it's in process. There's a whole restructuring going on behind the scenes. And it's going to be not just prosperity programs with global currency reset. It's going to be holistic healing programs, and holistic healing programs with all our core social, political, and economic institutions, with communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective social conscience. You know, like with a heart. More heart is this rise of the divine feminine, which is this process that's going on, as you might say, just like you had your experience in the 70s with Eastern teachings and spiritual teachings, Vedic and other teachings, meditation, that's right hemisphere. And this is what's going on as global, the two hemispheres, West and East, are meeting now. And the intuitive gifts of the East, you might say, are the right hemisphere thinking. Is holism, it's holistic thinking, that it's the rise of the nurturing spirit of the divine feminine, global cooperation, global holistic healing, and the currency of conscience for the next economy globally. It's moving in that direction very quickly, and I'm really grateful that I was able to work with you just before the show to get this inlovetrust.org together as basically an umbrella this trust, because the project, you know, the Heartware project, that just in the last couple of days I've published information on. I sent you a copy of the link. It went out to 9,000 plus people on the list, and this understanding of global holistic healing, global telecare, you know, the Heartware project, and what that looks like and how that works, so that very quickly, and this is all part of the RV, they're calling it, you know, the global economic reset, currency reset, there will be an abundance of, I really believe, that we're on the threshold of so much abundance, not just free energy technology, you know, and not just holistic healing technology, but the currency of conscience technology, abilities to create, to culture, the currency of conscience in our social networks. So, you know, more social conscience in our social networks globally, and that is the rise of the divine feminine of cooperation in the spirit of wholeness and healing. And Thompson, I'm so grateful I was able to have you on the show today. The parallels weren't even that clear to me until just the last couple days as I was thinking about this, what you're doing with financial health, and what I've been doing with course, you know, there, the sovereignty conscience is really the spiritual health behind the financial health, just like it's the spiritual health behind the holistic health, working with natural law for healing. There's natural law for healing of one's finances, what you're doing is amazing, and you're helping a lot of people.
Thank you. It's all, you know, healing on all levels.
Yeah.
Your financial, your health, your spirituality. I found that even the society, for those who, you were mentioning social conscience, who wish to contribute on some major scale, what more powerful way could you enlist in to help the world than to bring down debts, which are an archaic dinosaur of the old system, and to bring down the taxation and the invasion of privacy and all of the other lawsuits and asset forfeitures and everything by transferring commerce into one of these invulnerable trusts.
Yeah.
For everyone who implements these things, the economy is improved by that much, because the payments on debts that were going to the lenders, benefiting most for those to their banking hierarchy, you know full well they're creating loans out of thin air, and they're supporting with that extortion money their private offshore islands, their underground cities, secret space programs, private armies, weapons and drug trafficking, war making.
Yeah.
So by withdrawing your payments, stopping your payments to, you know, these credit cards and these student loans, these fictitious ones created out of thin air, you're all of a sudden getting money available now to spend on your family, on your medical health, on your education, on improving your house, helping your children, you know, your family.
Yeah. Well, I really believe that the this global currency reset, which is, you know, the BRICS nations and those who follow what's been going on the last several years, there's a common direction. It's moving in the same direction. It's moving very fast. It's sometimes referred to as prosperity programs, but part of the prosperity programs is the debt elimination program, and that's part of the global current. It's going on globally between nations. You know, all the derivatives. You know, the basically reconverting debt into abundance is really what we're talking about, and there has to be this process that we go through. It's just like with a healing crisis in the body, when you've got toxins coming to the surface and you feel horrible, but you're getting healthy because the toxins are coming out. You know, you're eliminating toxic waste that have settled into the tissues. Well, we've got toxic concepts that have settled into the tissues of the Republic, and they're coming out right now. And you're seeing it in the media. A lot of people they can't even watch the media because there's so much cognitive dissonance and dis-ease. Imperil, the energy of imperil and fear in the media right now is
a collective
incredible
detox going on. Huh?
It's a detox. it's a big detox. What's going on right now? And it's sometimes darkest before the dawn. And this is a classic example. We're getting healthy, but in the process, we're getting the junk out. You know, the toxins are coming out.
Yes.
And it's a good sign. It's hard to tell people that when they're feeling miserable. You know, when you've got untransmuted stuff. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you know, financially, coming to the surface, and you have to deal with it. But there's a way out of it. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
So, yeah, I would say join us. There are no less than three. We've only mentioned two thus far, but there's a third opportunity as well, and that is for any of the listeners to become affiliates with us. If you have organizations, networks you'd like to share this with. So inlovetrust.org, you have all that information there, and that affiliate thing would be under the More column over up in the upper right. Click on More, and you see all these options under that, including the encrypted email and the affiliate opportunity, and also cryptocurrencies. That's another thing that can be protected in the trust. You mentioned the revaluation of currencies. If people wish to make absolutely sure that there's no possibility of capital gains tax on a huge windfall from revaluation, well, title it into the trust and get it notarized before the RV happens.
Yeah, I think this is where it's going very quickly. The more people are basically getting on board, you know, with the opportunity to just be healthy. And it's two sides of the same coin. Health, wealth, or you know, it's all part of that holistic spectrum, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, you know, the foundation. It's all part of the same dynamics, natural law, common law, common sense. I think we're looking at the new American Revolution worldwide, common sense, too, you know, following Thomas Paine.
Yes.
Tonson, I want to thank you for being on the show today. This was really special. And
next time, let's talk more about the Golden Age. I have a lot to share about that.
I look forward to that. We'll do that before too long. And
okay.
I want to thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you in a few weeks. Happy trails till we meet again. See the good and keep the faith and make it so. Thanks, Tonson.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.